Under orders from the governor's office, the DNR and Public Service Commission brought together a diverse group of people to look at integrated gasification combined cycle technology. IGCC, as it's known, involves using heat and pressure to turn coal into a gas. Gas is easier to strip of pollutants like carbon dioxide. PSC Commissioner Mark Meyer says the report shows the technology means higher initial costs for ratepayers.
It would cost about $5 to $7 more per megawatt hour of energy generated. If you consider in the future, as I think that states like Wisconsin are going to have to, that we have to do something about carbon capture, the situation reverses, that actually IGCC is about $10 per megawatt hour cheaper than the current technology.
This year, Congress may take up legislation calling for limiting or capturing carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. But the new report also says Wisconsin doesn't have many sites to store CO2 that would be taken in during the gasification process, and that paying for a new plant would be difficult. But a few years ago, We Energies proposed building such a plant at Oak Creek. The idea was later rejected. We Energies spokesman Barry McNulty says reliability is another hurdle that IGCCs face.
You know, baseload power plants need to be able to be relied upon 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The PSC says it'll look at IGCC options on a case-by-case basis as utilities bring new projects before the commission. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.